Part 1. The Dutiful Daughter. Chapter 1. Charlottesville, 29 May, 1781. From Thomas Jefferson to Marquis de Lafayette. I sincerely and anxiously wish you may prevent General Cornwallis from engaging your army till you are sufficiently reinforced and able to engage him on your own terms. British! British! These words flew with blood and spittle from the gasping mouth of our late-night visitor, a rider who awakened our household with the clatter of horse hooves and the pounding of his fist upon the door. Leave Monticello now, or find yourself in chains! Still shaking off the fog of sleep, my 8-year-old heart could have kept time with a hummingbird's wings as I stared down from the stairway to where my father greeted our late-night guest, wearing only a pair of hastily donned calfskin breeches and a quilted Indian gown of blue.
Are you certain the British are so near?
Papa asked. Standing in the open doorway, bathed in the light of a slave's lantern, the rider panted for breath. His blood-stained hunting shirt was slashed at the shoulder, leather leggings spattered with mud. And his face, oh, his face. It was a grotesque mask of burrs and blood, red and cut open in a dozen places, as if he'd been whipped by every branch in our forest during his frantic ride.
Tarleton and his dragoons are very close, Governor Jefferson,
he said, still gasping and wild-eyed.
Neither the militia nor the Marquis de Lafayette and his army will arrive in time to defend us. You must go now or be captured.
My scalp prickled with fear, and I clutched the railing tighter. The men of the household, many of them members of the Virginia legislature who recently sought refuge at Monticello, stumbled into the entryway in various states of undress, some shouting in panic. My little sister Polly whimpered, and I put my arm around her shaking shoulders, both of us still in our bedgowns. I softly shushed her so I could hear the conversation below.